This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake-up call.
I want to talk to you guys about the TSA.
Okay.
Anybody know what the TSA stands for?
No, actually.
Travel Service Agency.
I don't need
Travel Security
Transportation,
Agency?
Transportation Security
something.
Association.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the TSA really picked a fight with everybody. Everybody. You and you. And anybody else.
How? Take your shoes off?
They considered peanut butter a liquid.
The thick peanut butter?
Is there another kind?
No.
And it launched a whole thing.
Okay.
And TSA took the bait.
No.
Yes. And they started a fight. And some really big nerds out there said, how dare you consider peanut butter a liquid?
Right.
Well, then what is it? A paste?
I'm glad you asked. Somebody found out and said peanut butter is technically a Bingham plastic. What? It's considered a Bingham plastic, and it's a subset of the non-Newtonian fluids.
Okay, these feel like made up
so words. It's in the same family as toothpaste and mayonnaise. Like, it is not, like, to say okay. Plastic doesn't mean plastic. Like, we're thinking it's just a chemical category for that type of consistency.
But then what is conditioner?
Oh, that I don't know. That's probably straight liquid. I mean, I would agree with that. That's liquid.
Conditioner?
Sure.
But it's...
It's like hand cream for your hair. It's basically what it is.
So wait, lotion is considered a liquid.
Definitely. So they said, the TSA said, you know, peanut butter is a liquid. And because of that, you can't have more than 3.5 ounces of it. And then people started being like, hey, TSA, when you have dinner, do you love to wash it down with a cup of peanut butter?
Okay. Okay.
And other people are like, hey, TSA, this is why nobody likes you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So TSA, somebody finally tweeted at the TSA that definition of peanut butter as being a Bingham plastic, which is a subset of the non-Newtonian fluids. And TSA just responded with, peanut butter is a liquid, period. We said what we said.
Oh, where did this come from? A little sassy.
I think that's so funny.
That, you know what?
Good for the TSA.
That's very TSA.
Right.
Okay, like, you're not really getting a lot of nice ones.
No.
They all generally, they look like, they're braced for a clapback.
Right.
Like, they're always, like, on the starting line, like, oh, we're ready to go.
And there's not a lot of people who follow different secretaries, cabinet secretaries, but just in case you didn't know who's in charge of the TSA, it's the transportation secretary, who's a guy named Pete Buttigieg, who is a gay man. And I'm just kind of, as somebody who has a gay brother who is married to a gay man, I've got two gay men in my life. When they set their mind to something, it is a, we said what we said.
That is true.
And I think that's now coming through.
Okay.
For good and bad.
Peanut butter does seem like, I've never built a bomb. I'm just going to say it.
Wow.
That can't cancel me. but I would imagine somewhere in there, you need some sort of, there's got to be something that's the consistency of peanut butter in making a bomb, right?
It does seem bomb-like.
Yeah!
And I'm not saying that because the wake-up call's pro-bomb.
No.
We are not pro-bomb.
No, no.
Write that down, everyone.
We say it all the time.
Write it down and date it. And since we're on the subject of non-Newtonian fluids, which is why you come to the wake-up call, I'm going to throw toothpaste and mayonnaise also in that. Seems kind of bomb-like.
Mayonnaise?
Part of a bomb. Yeah, have you ever seen dried mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If I told you that dried mayonnaise could hold together the red wire and the blue wire,
yep,
you'd believe me.
I would. You know what they never stop you for? Play-Doh.
Now, which I've seen Play-Doh used in many movies. Something called C4. And I feel like I've watched people take bricks of Play-Doh.
Always.
And put wires in it.
Yes.
And then either stick it to walls or leave it.
Wrap it in duct tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then while we're on the subject also, doesn't it seem like if you're going to use peanut, if you're just joining us, TSA is considering peanut butter a liquid.
And if you disagree...
You can go straight to hell.
Yeah.
It does seem like if you're going to use peanut butter as part of your bomb.
Okay.
You don't need more than 3.5 ounces of it. Right?
Yeah.
You can't bring Play-Doh.
The world is upside down, guys. Can't bring 4 ounces of peanut butter on a plane, but you know what you can bring? Probably sticks of dynamite at this point.
Right. Red wires, blue wires, all green wires, all the wires.
Little tiny countdown clocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.